Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Thursday, June 2nd. Today happens to be the birthday of Matthew Barnett. So we want to wish Brother Matthew a happy birthday today. Trust that he's blessed of the Lord and you are as well. Amen. Well, we're going to be looking in the scripture, continuing the message that we began on Monday. But before we do, I've got two good songs queued up right here with no break in between these two songs. First of all, Brother Travis Alltop and friends singing one right out of the church hymnal, one entitled I'm Going That Way. And I got a lot of good memories about that song, and I trust it'll be a blessing to you, Brother Travis Alltop and friends. And then Sister Sandy Woodard from right here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. She's going to sing one entitled Oh, Rejoice in the Lord. I trust these two songs will be a blessing to you, and then the message from the Word of God. All right, I trust you enjoyed those two good songs. It is time now to look in the Scriptures, and we are looking at 1 John chapter number 4, beginning chapter 4 this week. We're going to be looking at those first six verses. So if you want to get your Bible ready, 1 John chapter number 4, we'll begin reading verse number 1 and read down through verse number 6. And we'll be doing that each day this week. 1 John chapter number 4. A couple of things I thought about. I'm gonna touch on this tonight. There's a few things the devil hates. One thing he hates is for people to draw nigh to God. Because when people draw nigh to God, God draws nigh to them.
Right.
Then they start resisting the devil, and he has to flee from them.
Right.
That's what James talked about. Tonight I'm going to preach on something else the devil hates. And that's for the light to be shined on his dark empire. Spirit world. Serious business. And we're going to look at that tonight here for just a few minutes. And hopefully it'll be something that'll be helpful to you. Look at John, 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 1. Here's what the Bible says. Beloved, believe not every spirit. In other words, he said you can't believe everybody. Just because they have a King James Bible under their arm, just because they're wearing a tie, just because they got on a suit, just because they have Independent Baptists on the sign, does not necessarily mean that you can swallow everything. Amen. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I'm going to stop with those six verses.
We are still dealing with what we call the either or principles of 1 John. This principle is number 12, and the principle is entitled, either you fight against evil spirits or you follow them. And so we are discussing some of the spiritual elements, the reality of the spiritual realm, the reality of evil spirits as well as good. So, I hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy the message as it was preached live from the pulpit of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky.
Turn to Hebrews chapter number 2, and while you turn, I'm going to read several verses in Hebrews 2 real quickly. But let me just say while we're getting there, that in order for Christ to die for us, he had to be human. Man. Hebrews chapter number 2 and verse number 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Amen. Brother Kuhn and I talked about this just a little bit yesterday. And Brother Steve, we talked about this. Christ was perfect all along. You know that. Amen. But he experienced things that otherwise he could not have experienced by becoming human. Amen. Jump down to verse number 14. Verse number 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Amen. So what this is saying, 1 John 4:2-3, is that we believe that God came in the flesh, that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. He's the God-man. We believe in the manifestation of the Godhead through the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In reality, I believe it's covering all the doctrine, the entire doctrine of the incarnation. In other words, I believe that it's dealing with the virgin birth. I don't believe you can deny the virgin birth and be saved by the grace of God. If you don't believe the virgin birth, you can't believe God. If Jesus was born like every other man, and Jesus had an earthly father like every other man. By the way, I know what people say, but preacher, don't you know it is impossible? It's impossible for a baby to be born without a human father. How did Adam and Eve get here? They didn't have a human father or a human mother. Neither one. You say, well, I don't know, but God made them. That's right, God did, and God could put a child in a woman's womb, and that's exactly what he did. He made the promise, and that's what he did. But I believe that deals with the virgin birth. I believe it deals with the sinless life. I believe it deals in the actual sinless life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe it deals with the actual vicarious death. Amen. Sacrificial death. He died in our place. That's what vicarious deals with. And I believe it deals in the actual resurrection. I don't believe you can deny the resurrection. Some people say, well, Jesus didn't actually die. He just swooned and they thought he was dead. Well, if that's so, how did he meet that, how did he keep his promise to that thief on the cross when he said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise? Jesus died and was buried. Matter of fact, Paul said, if you're going to be saved, you got to believe these things. You got to believe the gospel. And that is that Jesus died and was buried and rose again the third day. Amen. According to the scriptures, thank God. Amen. I'm glad Jesus did taste death, and he tasted that for every man. In other words, he satisfied God as far as death is concerned. The law is satisfied now. Amen. We got to believe that. I believe it deals with the physical humanity and actual deity of Christ. Amen. A lot of these newer versions try to water down the deity of Christ. Amen. Joshua, I believe, was talking to me the other day about, wasn't it you talking about the scripture that says, the King James Bible says God was manifest in the flesh. A lot of the other versions says he was manifest in the flesh. Well, a lot of people is a he. There's even some she's thinks there's a he. Amen. It's more than he, it's God. God was manifest in the flesh. And we gotta believe that in order to be saved. Amen. And so it's dealing with the actual deity and the physical humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that any denial of any point of this doctrine is from a false spirit. Amen. And that, I believe that's what he's saying here in our text. Now notice that the apostle uses the word in verse number 3. We'll read 2 and 3 together again. Howbeit, know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Look at this phrase. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. Now, we know there's going to be one predominant figure after the rapture known as the Antichrist. That's how we know him. He's not going to come out and say, hey folks, I'm the Antichrist. He's going to come out saying he's the Christ. Amen. And they're going to believe him. But there's a spirit of Antichrist, and there are Antichrists in the world. John's the only one in the scripture that I know of that references the Antichrist. And he's done it. This is the third time in this epistle. Look at chapter number 2. He mentions it in verse number 18. Chapter number 2, 1 John 2:18. Little children, this is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. John said it's the last days in his day. If it was last days then, think how close to the last of the last days this must be. Now look at verse number 22 of chapter 2. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Now here he's saying the same thing. They've denied the Son. They've denied the deity. They've denied the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is a spirit of Antichrist. That's what he's talking about. Now after making these comments about the seriousness, the activities of these false prophets and these evil spirits, the Holy Ghost instructs John to comfort a little bit. Look at chapter 4 again and verse number 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I wrestled a little bit with who the them is. Them, the evil spirits that he's just been talking about? Or them, the false prophets with the evil spirits? I believe John's looking at them as synonymous. If you're a false prophet, you've got an evil spirit, and he just links you. You're a devil. Amen. Judas was a devil from the beginning, is what Jesus said. Judas was not a fallen angel. Judas was a human being. Amen. Judas Iscariot was the son. I can't get the name to come up, how it would be, but anyway, he was the son. And he was a human-born person, but he had an evil spirit. He was an opposer to Christ. Amen. Seemed like everything the Lord did, he opposed it. He questioned, why are we wasting this money on the Lord when the woman broke the alabaster box and anointed his feet with oil? We ought to took this and sold it and give it to the poor. Not because he wanted to give it to the poor, because he wanted to put a little extra money in his pocket. Right. He was an opposer from the beginning. He was a devil from the beginning. He was had an evil spirit about him from the beginning. Amen. That's what we have overcome, or ye have overcome them. Overcome the false prophets and overcome the evil spirits. He's looking at them synonymous. This message, I believe, is undoubtedly to encourage the true believer against fear and defeat. Don't get afraid just because we know there's devils. By the way, don't be so foolish as to say, where is that devil? I'll give him a piece of my mind. I'll give him a fist. We're no match for the devil. Amen. But let me also say, you don't have to walk around with your head tucked down, hiding and afraid of something to say boo at you. Amen. Because we're no match for the devil, but the devil's no match for our God. Amen. The devil's no match for our Lord. That's right. And so he's giving them this encouragement that they not be afraid of defeat and destruction in this realm of spiritual warfare. The battles are real, and they must not be neglected. They must not be ignored. And yet those that are truly saved have already won the war. Amen. They have already overcome evil spirits. Evil spirits did their best to keep you in darkness and in bondage. They tried to keep you from Christ. Amen. But the light shined into the darkness. Hallelujah. And darkness comprehended it not. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God for the power of God to deliver sinners from sin. Amen. There's never been a dope head that could have got free from dope except for the fact that God in His mercy and in His grace set them free. Amen. There's never been a drunkard. I know you can stop. I know there's people that have the willpower to stop a lot of things, but you can't get free from that power of sin unless God overpowers it. Amen. You can name whatever you want to name. Been set free from the power and the presence of that sin, then it is the grace of God and it's the goodness of God that sets you free. Amen. We can rest in that grace. Overcoming power. Amen. We can rest assured that the truth of God will overcome the lies of the devil. Amen. It might appear for some time that evil is winning, But the truth is, Christ has already won the war. Amen. We're fighting from victory, not to it. Amen. Although it appears that the whole world is steeped in ignorance and in unbelief, it appears that Satan is reigning in our world today. And yet light always defeats darkness everywhere it shines. Amen. Truth always wins out over lies everywhere it's told. And God always conquers Satan in every conflict. We've got a Bible, and I could show you a number of instances. I mean, just we could stay here all night, and I could show you instance after instance. But let me give you one that's so very clear. The book of Job, what's the book of Job about? A contest between God and the devil. Job's a pawn, in one sense, in that contest. Job's a pawn. But the devil is so convinced that if he could just have his way, he knows that all men are evil and all men, hey, just get them in the right place, he'll give in. And God said, not Job. Amen. I really believe that when you study that, when the Lord, by the way, Satan didn't bring up Job, God brought up Job. Amen. When the sons of God appeared before God and Satan appeared with them, and God said to the devil, where have you been? What have you been doing? Of course, I'm paraphrasing the devil. I believe in my mind, in his rebellion and in his arrogance, he said, I've been going where I want to go. I've been doing what I want to do. Going to and fro in the earth. Going where I want to go, doing what I want to do. And God said, you ain't been going where you want to go. Because you ain't been on Job's property.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there, but Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message throughout this week. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.